Good afternoon. It is afternoon, I had to check yet. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on the 23rd of June. Doesn't time go? See, I thought I was ahead of the game today and it's 12:23. Flipping dearie me. That's 3.5 hours. When did I post Ultimate? I'm talking to myself. Flipping heck. Well, what an eventful day yesterday. Was a few things happened yesterday of worthy note. First, the old poker last night. We had an FTS poker tournament. We have all the best tournaments. About 1,000 people and only one winner. A massive field, huge field, the biggest field. It was like the inauguration of Donald Trump. People everywhere at the poker tables. And I just delivered a bit of a masterclass. Came through and beat them all. Had Sam Cassidy. Heads up, Sam, who did an interview a few weeks ago, cracking pod interview a few weeks back, absolute top lad, and it was me and him ended up heads up. He had a 4-1 chip lead, and I, you know, like how a cat plays with a mouse, it was like that. I just played with him, and then delivered the uppercut, and he was done. But thanks to the thousands of you that played last night, very good, and we'll do it again next week. And I'll probably come through again. Colin Davis, and you need to learn where the fold button is. That's what you need to learn. There's a button on there. It says fold, Colin. You can press it occasionally. Flipping heck, he's cavalier, that boy. No, good fun. Doing that whilst football trading was quite entertaining. That's probably why I won, because I was trying to focus on the football and that kept popping up and I had to make decisions. And then Lord Dio's back. Back from the old flipping being outcast. I think, I don't know whether it's a new account or they've let him back or whatever, but Lord Dio, we've missed you on Twitter, mate. Don't know whether you still listen to me. He's got Lord Dio as his handle, I christened him, because he sort of lords it over you. Misbehaves on Twitter, doesn't he? That's how you get your self banned, by misbehaving, see? If you want to be like us good citizens and not get banned. Yeah, I mean, if Donald Trump can't get banned and you did, then you are, there's something wrong with you. You and Katie Hopkins, right up there. Right, what else have we got? The old Spuds tonight, isn't it? Spuds play tonight. I won't be watching that. I would watch it, but I've just got too much work on getting. I've got Zoom at 7, and then I've got to start on tomorrow's football, so I won't get a chance to watch that. But I'm fully expecting us to stuff them tonight. Got all 6 attacking players, Jose said. I think there's a boy on the rails, isn't he? He is a boy on the rails. I'll have to catch up with the post-match nonsense tomorrow, see what happens. I'm a bit gutted I can't watch that, actually. I do like to watch that game, but if I watch that, then I won't get to bed till about 4 in the morning, and I'll be up at 5, so something's got to give. Horses are posted. What else have I got? I had something else from yesterday and it's gone. See, brain's gone. Bloody brain's gone. I posted a video on Twitter this morning of Trump supporters, honestly. If you watch that, somebody sent it to me. Have a look at this. And I know that democracy and everyone should get a vote, but Jesus Christ, you listen to these people. Obama is a Muslim and a terrorist and nobody will tell me otherwise. I have no facts, I have no articles. Just incredible. It's a guy just sort of going around questioning Trump fans and just making them look very stupid. It's worth a watch for 9 minutes just to see what goes on in the world. Oh, and we're getting some lockdown news tonight, aren't we? Is it tonight he's announcing some more, or this afternoon? Pubs are opening, aren't they? July the 4th. When pubs are open, I'm going to hold a social distance event in a pub. I'm going to rent a pub and get absolutely smashed. And you're all welcome to come. Just drop me an email if you want to when I get a date. Well, not all, because I won't get you all in. I mean, it's like the poker last night. Thousands of people. We won't get you all in, but if we can get a few in, I am more than happy to host an event in a pub and have a good old post-lockdown drink up and treat whoever comes to a beer or two. We did one last year in normal circumstances, all greedy. They won't be coming again. They all got greedy. I put money behind the bar. They just sat there getting greedy. So we'll have a little process to pick who comes. But yeah, I'll announce that as soon as we know what's happening with the pubs. I think it'll be good to all get out and do something different, won't it? Well, good to see some of you doing well with your football trading. Mark Explot from Wales, good lad Mark, doing doing very well. Dan Williams doing very well. It's interesting to read when these people post. And they should post, they should boast, they should be proud of themselves, because both these guys, those guys I mentioned there, have been churning away for 3-4 years. Both great people, good people, all the best people. But interesting when they post, you know, and I think part of it is to let me know that they're doing well. Other people asking, how do you do it? Is it scalping? What is it? Is it in play? Is it live? As if these people should just tell you exactly what they're doing. I find it absolutely staggering, to be honest. I find the more I keep saying it, watch bettors' behaviour, I just find it staggering. Why would anybody who's spent 3-4 years, probably gone through quite a few losses, batting away, struggling, why would they tell some bloke on Twitter, oh, well, there you go, this is what I do? I think over the course of this podcast, and I mean, I don't know what I have, 3,000 odd followers on Twitter. I probably have about 300 people listen to the podcast regularly, and some don't listen every day, but regularly. I think over the course of this, there's enough info on there for you to work out little snippets of what to do yourself, plus plenty of other good resources online. Why should guys who've gone through that process for 3-4 years just tell you? I find it absolutely amazing that people even ask. Say well done, move on, perhaps ask some educational stuff, but don't going to share with us what you do. Going to share with us what you do. What do you do? Is it scalping? Is it this? Amazing, absolutely amazing. Mark's case, I think it's just less is more. A little more focused on what he's doing. And in Dan's case, Dan's somebody that I'm linking up with a little bit, and we've been talking for about 6 months. And Dan, I know, has worked his absolute arse off to build what he does, and works his arse off when the football's on. So why should he suddenly just turn and tell people? Fucking incredible. Madness. But yeah, no, it's, I'll keep saying it, less is more. Stick to one thing, focus on one type of bet or one market to get going. Everybody wants to do everything, don't they? Well, I'll do the scalping if he does that. I'll go in play if he does that. I'll do pre-matching there. I saw something the other day about it as well. I can't even entertain it. I didn't even read it about you can't trade or pre-match. Of course you can. I keep telling you lot, and I'm going to keep saying it, and I don't give a fuck what anybody else says, and I really don't. There are plenty of ways to win at this game. Unfortunately, most of you spin round like a fucking spinning top and don't settle on any particular one. But there's plenty of ways you can win doing full bets, set and leave. You can win trading. There's plenty of ways to win at this game. Unfortunately, most people just run around like flipping lunatics, and that's exactly it. Tell me how you did that. Tell me how you did that. Tell me how you did that. Try that for a week. Give that up. Fucking useless. Right, I don't even know where I was going today. Where was I going? I've no idea. Can't remember. Oh, football. Yeah, we got some football. Oh, one of my favourite teams playing tonight. This will get old Axel Foley up leaping around. Axel. Hang on, I've got to find my sheets. I can't find them. It's your same old scenario. I look at one screen, they're on the other one. Yes, they're playing tonight. One of my favourite teams for goals. Malaga. Lugo versus Malaga. I'm not sure when Malaga last scored a goal even. But Lugo Malaga. First half goal, 25 mins onwards. If 0-0, Lugo Malaga, first half goal. And what other ones have I got here? I'm just trying to find them. Sorry, bear with me, he says. Levante Atletico Madrid over 2.5 goals. Atletico Madrid over 2.5 goals. Small-ish through the first 10 minutes. Trade on a goal. If you wish to, you can bet and leave them. It's however you wish to. The value is there. It's however you wish to approach it. And Porto Boa Vista, if there hasn't been a second half goal by 70 minutes, irrespective of the score, any score, 0-0 through to 3-3, if it gets to 70 minutes and there hasn't been a second half goal, drip laying second half goal. So first half goal at Malaga, over 2.5 at Levante, Porto Boa Vista, which is a 9:15 kickoff. So you may, you know, if you're up and about, want to do that one, 70 minutes onwards, a second half goal. That is the football. Horses are up on Twitterage. I am getting to the stage. I'm looking at sort of the trading setup resuming sometime next month. I'm still not overly comfortable with all this football and closed doors and the effect it's having. But certainly by another week we'll have a bit more data. But then you get into the period where there'll be teams who do have nothing to play for at all. And more of those will come about. And are they really going to bother without a crowd firing them up? So I'm still exercising caution, but I am looking at or gauging in my head sort of the way forward, how I'm going to do things. The podcast I will continue daily. It's no massive hassle for me to do this, and I do enjoy doing it. But it's sharing these sort of football bits and things. I wondered whether to get it a bit more formal. We could reintroduce the trading PDF. I could post them on Twitter as opposed to on the forum or on this podcast. So I could just talk on this podcast and put the tips on there. I'm driven by you guys. So if you guys let me know sort of how you like to receive info, and I know some of you don't like Twitter. It's just a convenient and very quick source to use. Even using the forums a lot slower. You know, you have to open a post, start a new post, and then it's the instancy of Twitter that I like for stuff like that. But yeah, let me know. I mean, obviously we will, as I say, the trading group, I'll make a decision in the next couple of weeks, and I will contact you via the WhatsApp for that. Ultimate, we're off and running, and that will just be a matter of setting up for next year, and I'll do a few videos explaining that. But it's more the sort of day-to-day info. If people wonder, people want day-to-day info off me, and how would you like that delivered? And would you probably, you know, do people want to see a more formal sort of trading PDF put out every day? If we went down that road, there'd be a small cost, couple of quid like we did last time, just to pay for the work that goes into doing that and getting it published, getting on the website, etc. But we could put more detail in that. Or would you just like me to carry on as I am on the podcast, or would you like to see some in writing on Twitter? The problem with that is obviously you have a couple of losers and then you get all the abuse. And that's probably when I lose my shit. But yeah, we'll see what you guys want to do. Answers, it's one of them answers on a postcard. I try and tailor things. I know what I'm going to do. I try and tailor things to suit how you guys best consume information, and the fact that less is more. You can't do everything. And if, you know, I know with some people, if I mention bets on here, it might cloud what they're doing in their own stuff. So I'm quite happy to move away from that in all forms. So yeah, have a think and let me know. But I am going to go and rest on my laurels as poker champion, defeater of thousands. And I have another one. And I'm just like the permanent FTS poker champion if we don't have another one, like, because I'm the latest holder of the crown. I noticed Simon Dennis didn't play last night. Scared, see? Ran away. He knew I was running into form. Didn't turn up. And Matt Stevens, another one. Didn't turn up. See? Bottled it. There we go. Right, I am out of here. Good luck with your bets tonight. As I say, football's thick and fast, so I'm literally finishing off today this afternoon, and then I'll be looking into tomorrow. And we got, what is it? I honestly am losing what day of the week it is with this football. Tuesday the 23rd. Yeah, so it will be, everything's out until Friday for Ultimate. I was thinking I had to do one tomorrow, but it's done. I'm losing it. And Lord Dio, welcome back, son. Good to have you. You have been missed. I do like your little wit at times. And I hope that you can behave yourself and not get yourself barred. You're barred. Right, enjoy yourselves. Have a good Tuesday. And I will see you all, or speak to you all, tomorrow morning.